The White House Report.
President Trump hosted his first African leader at the White House. That leader is Nigeria's President Buhari. The topics included trade and terrorism, issues of Boko Haram, President Trump.
Nigeria was one of the first African nations to join the coalition to defeat ISIS. And Nigerian forces are currently leading regional efforts against ISIS in West Africa and doing very well, as we have. Nigeria is also leading African nations in the fight against Boko Haram and another ruthless jihadist terrorist group. You've been reading about them. They kidnap the young girls and young women, many of whom never are seen again. It's tough stuff. This summer was my honor to meet with two brave young women, Joy Bishara and Lydia Pogu, who were kidnapped by Boko Haram in April of 2014 at the secondary school in Nigeria. I was deeply moved by their inspiring stories of courage, resilience, and survival. They really were two amazing young women. I told Joy and Lydia, my administration is committed to combating both jihadist terrorism and the scourge of human trafficking and smuggling.
A reporter asked President Buhari and President Trump if they addressed the president's alleged comments about Nigerians allegedly not wanting to go back to their huts if they came to the United States, and also the alleged statement that President Trump made about S-hole nations that included Africa, Haiti, and El Salvador.
I want to ask you, you're the first leader from sub-Saharan Africa to visit President Trump here at the White House. Did you address his reported comments from earlier this year when he reportedly used vulgar language to describe African nations?
Well, I'm very careful with what the press says about others and myself. I'm not sure about the validity or whether that allegation against the president was true or not. So the best thing for me is to keep quiet.
We didn't discuss it. And you do have some countries that are in very bad shape and very tough places to live in. But we didn't discuss it because the president knows me and he knows where I'm coming from. And I appreciate that. We did not discuss it.
Does the president want to travel to Nigeria?
Well, I would like to visit Nigeria. I'd like very much to visit Nigeria. It's an amazing country, and in certain ways, I hear from the standpoint of the beauty of a country, there's no country more beautiful.
For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.